أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد My dear brothers and sisters, مؤمنون المؤمنات السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته When we reach the last 10 of the month of Ramadan, we know for sure that the month is about to leave us. The Holy Prophet, beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. When the last 10 days of Ramadan used to approach, according to all of our scholars, they used to say, Kana Rasulullah yashuddu mi'zara. He used to tighten his mi'zar, the cloth which we use it, some call it lungi. You tighten it because when you are busy, you want to do something which is very important. So in that way, we understand that when the last 10 of the month of Ramadan used to enter, Rasulullah used to be very busy with ibadah. According to one narration, he says he used to place like a small tent, like a khayma, inside his masjid. He will depart from his house for him to stay in a masjid. Why? Because he used to stay there for i'tikaf. I'tikaf is that ibadah which we do when you leave your house and you go, you stay in the masjid. At least for 3 days and nights, you disconnect yourself with the outside world. Just for you to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Holy Prophet used to do that. In the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, you can find the verses which talk about the laws of i'tikaf. Now, when we come back to the last part of the month of Ramadan, last 10 days and nights of the month of Ramadan, these are so special days and nights that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely if we have not done our ibadah properly in the previous days and nights. This is the time for us now to take that opportunity. And when you look at the du'as of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam, you see them being they have mentioned different types of du'as which we need to ask them. For example, there's this du'a, du'a al-layla thaniya wal-ishreen. The du'a, it is in Mafatihul Jinan. It says, Ya salikhan nahari min al-layli fa'idha nahnu muzlimoon wa mujriya al-shamsi limustaqarriha bitaqdirika ya azizu ya alim ومقدر القمر منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم يا نور كل نور ومنتهى كل رغبة وولي كل نعمة يا الله يا رحمن يا الله يا قدوس يا أحد يا واحد يا فرد يا الله يا الله يا الله لك الأسماء الحسنى والأمثال العليا والكبرياء والآلاء أسألك أن تصلي على محمد وأهل بيته وأن تجعل اسمي في هذه الليلة في السعداء Here is the point. I ask you, Ya Allah, to include my name. Make my name to be in the list of those good people, righteous people. وَأَن تَجْعَلَ إِسْمِي فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ فِي السُّعَدَاءِ We have two people, two types of people. One who is known as Sa'id and another one who is known as Shaqi. Sa'id is the one who has all the blessings of Allah. Shaqi is an evil person, the opposite of him. When the Holy Prophet was talking to his companions, when the holy month of Ramadan was approaching, he used to say, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ غُفْرًا ذُنُوب هَذَا الشَّهَرِ. Shaqi is the worst person. When the month of Ramadan comes and you don't get the maximum benefit for you to get the reward and the mercy of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So the dua says, I ask you, Ya Allah, to include my name to be in the list of as-su'ada. Waruhi ma'ash-shuhada. And I ask you, Ya Allah, to make my soul, my spirit, to be with the spirits of as-shuhada. Shuhada are those people who have spend their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shuhada are those who do not fear. Shuhada are those people we say they are dead, but they are alive and Allah bestow upon them His mercies. Shuhada are the honored people. It says the dua, وَرُوحِي مَعَ الشُّهَدَى وَإِحْسَانِي فِي عِلِّيِّينَ وَإِسَاءَتِي مَغْفُورًا. I ask you, Ya Allah, to wipe whatever sin I have committed. I ask you, Ya Allah, to forgive me those sins. Wa antahab li yaqinan tubashiru bihi qalbi. Wallah, this line is very important. My topic tonight is about istiqamah. This line here, it has got a connection with istiqamah. Wa antahab li yaqinan. I ask you, Ya Allah, to give me yaqeen, to give me certainty, to bashiru bihi qalbi, which will be with my heart, and I will be among the people who have yaqeen. Yaqeen, the opposite of it is doubt, shak. And shak is when you are not sure what you are doing. Maybe this, maybe that. Yaqeen is when you do your acts of worship with 100% sure that you know what you're doing and you do it for the sake of Allah. Now here we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that yaqeen. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wa antahab li yaqeenan tubashiru bihi qalbi. Wa imanan yudhibu shakka anni. I ask you, Ya Allah, to give me iman, which will remove all types of doubts. You know what, brothers and sisters? Sometimes we see people who are so good in their iman, something happened in their lives, and they become people of doubts, people of shak. We have seen some people within different communities, they were very good. Something, some problem happens in their lives, they change completely. Because why? Shaitan likes those people. And you cannot tell them anything because they think they know better than you. Dua is very important, that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you imanan yudhibu ash-shakka ank. Oh Allah, bestow upon me that iman which will remove all types of doubts. Waturdhiyani bima qasamtali. Oh Allah, I ask you, whatever you have bestowed upon me, whatever rizq you have given me, whatever sustenance you have given me, whatever provision you have given me, whether small or big, let me enjoy it and thank you for that amount which you have given me. Wa atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban naril hariq warzuqni fiha dhikrak wa shukrak wa raghbata ilayk. The dua goes on to say, Ya Allah, I ask you on this night to make me be among those people who will remember you? Dhikrak, your remembrance is very important. Washukrak, I'm thanking you. Allow me that opportunity that I can thank you, Ya Allah. Warraghbata ilayka, so that I can have as well that raghba, that hope, that desire to come closer to you, Ya Allah. Why do we ask these du'as? Because sometimes when we cross the 19th night of the month of Ramadan, then we start planning for Eid. Eid day. It's a big day. Yes, we need to plan for it. But unfortunately, we forget all those activities of ibadah we have been doing since the beginning of the month of Ramadan, and we try to plan for the day of Eid and plan for A, B, C, D, E, and most of the times we end up committing sins on the day of Eid. Look, it is as if we have been building a big building, and then on the day of Eid, we destroy it. We have built ourselves in terms of Iman. On the day of Eid, we crush that Iman. The du'as are so important for us to make sure we stay on this path the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to stay. Now, according to the issue of istiqamah, it's so important to have istiqamah. What is istiqamah? There are at least two or three definitions of istiqamah. Istiqamah is to have steadfastness. Number two, istiqamah is to have that straightforwardness. Istiqamah is to stay on the religion without deviation. You go on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path, nothing can take you aside or away. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad al-Muhammad. What can we talk about the Holy Prophet? He used to be the man of istiqamah. It is through him we understand the religion of Islam. We follow him because he is role model. He is al-mathalul uliya. Tanzilu surat Hud. Rasulullah yaqul shayyabatni surat Hud. Surat Hud, when it was revealed, Rasulullah says, this surah, Hud, it has made me to be old. Why, Ya Rasulullah? He says, because there is one ayah in Surat Hud which says, wastaqim kama umirt. Stay on siratok al-mustaqim. Stay on that straight path, the way Allah has ordered you. This ayah has made me to become old. Why? Because the whole surah discusses about different communities which were there before you and me. Qawm Nuh, Qawm Hud, Qawm Salih, Qawm Lut, Qawm. And then at the end it talks about this Qawm of the Holy Prophet. And in it Allah, he knows that Rasulullah was the man of istiqamah. But however, he tells him to stand on that straight path. It's a big issue. So for us, istiqamah is very important. Why important? You and me, when we pray, Salatul Jama'ah, Salatul Furada, Salatul Faridah, Salatul Nafila, any type of salah, when we pray, we recite Suratul Fatiha. In Suratul Fatiha, one ayah, very important, we keep on repeating it again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Ya Allah, we ask you to keep us on the straight path. Ya Allah, we ask you to keep us on the path. Don't make us deviate. Every day, every salah, every time we read this surah. Why? It's because the issue of istiqamah is so important. Istiqamah shay'un adhif, shay'un muhim. Walihada naqra surat al-fatiha fi kulli salawatina, sawa salawat al-faridha aw salawat al-wajiba. Limadha? Haythu hunaka aya fi hadhihi surah al-mubaraka, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-mustaqim shay'un adhif. أنت قد تستقيم ولكن أولادك وبناتك هل سوف يستقيمون بعد وفاتك؟ أنت تستقيم لأن آباءك كانوا يبذلون كل الجهد حتى يكون لك أو لك استقامة، ولكن بعد وفاتك ماذا سوف تفعل؟ هل الأطفال سوف يبقون على الاستقامة ونحن في هذه البلاد المهجر حيث لا مدارس ولا حوزات ولا علماء؟ هذه الجلسات وهذه المحاضرات والله مهمة جدا، ولهذا دائما نصر على الآباء عليكم بالأولاد والأطفال، خلوهم يجيون إلى هنا يستمعون إلى هذه الكلمات، عسى الله أن يجعلهم يستمعون إلى كلمة واحدة، هذه الكلمة تفيدهم إلى الأبد إن شاء الله. فإذا حينما نتكلم عن الاستقامة لا تنظر إلى أولئك، لا، انظروا إلى أنفسنا نحن. الحمد لله عندنا استقامة، ولكن الاستقامة شيء مهم، قد يحدث لنا شيء بسيط جدا ونتغير 100%. Istiqama is so important, brothers and sisters. When we talk about istiqama, why do we keep on repeating Surah Al-Fatiha? Why do we keep repeating Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim, Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim? It's because it's so important for us. Something small might happen to our lives and it can change our lives completely. Children, they need to listen to the Islamic teachings. They need to listen to the lectures. And that's why we ask all the parents most of the time, bring your children, let them listen to the lectures. We live in the world where there are no scholars here. It's not like Najaf or Qum where, mashallah, you see all the ulamas. How many masajid we have? How many madaris we have? Yeah, how many distractions are here? If we are not careful, you ask yourself a question. I am alive now. If I die today, my children, will they be the way I am? Most of the time we are told that our parents are better than us. In the issue of Iman, our parents are better than us. We are better than our children. So if we don't have that idea of taking them to understand the issue of istiqama, there is problem. So istiqama is not to go to the deviation, it's to be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Let me tell you a story of a companion of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullahi alayhi, the companion of Rasulullah Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. One day the Holy Prophet was with his companions, and a companion, one person by the name Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi comes to the Holy Prophet. He is accompanied by his brother. His brother is known as Hani. Two people are coming to the Holy Prophet, Hujr and Hani. They went to Rasulullah, they said, we have studied Islam, we want to become Muslims. Are you accepting our Islam? The Holy Prophet said, no problem. Recite Kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. They became Muslims. They became Muslims and they were people of istiqama, people of straightforwardness, people of steadfastness. They used to be with Rasulullah in all of his teachings. Whatever Rasulullah teaches, they will be there. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi, he comes to be one of the companions of Rasulullah who was full of Iman. If he goes to perform wudu, Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi, not only that he performs wudu, but he performs ghusl as well. He says, maybe I'm not tahir, so I need to be sure about my tahara. He performs ghusl. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi, he becomes to the level of those companions of Rasulullah who are known as muttaqin. You know the issue of tahara sometimes. We don't pay attention to the issue of tahara, especially men, because we are learning here, I will have to mention this. We may go to bathroom and we don't pay attention how do we relieve ourselves for short call And then we cause all the najasa to be in our bodies and our clothes. When we die in our graves, one of the punishments which we will be punished, it's because of that urine which we don't clean it properly. And that's why you see Islam urges us when we go to the bathroom, to the toilet, to the restroom, we need to use water to clean ourselves properly. Don't think that Islam and Muslims don't think. You use tissue, you say, I'm clean. You don't use water. Where have you seen when you want to take shower, you just take tissue and rub yourself the whole body. And then you come out, you say, I have taken shower now. You need water, because water cleanses. Islam says when you go to the restroom, bathroom, toilets, make sure you use water, because it cleanses you. There are many people sometimes, wallah, you travel, especially in Europe. Well, you travel, you use trains and buses, or they call them undergrounds. You sit with people, they stink. Why they stink is because they don't clean themselves with water. Yes, they use tissues, but tissues is not everything. You can use water and then you can use tissue. That's fine. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi uses to take shower when he goes to perform wudu. He becomes a pious person. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes away. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi, he's still in istiqama. He follows the footsteps of Rasulullah. Imam Amirul Mu'minin comes to power, to the Khilafah. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi is with Rasulullah. Before that, Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi, as a mujahid, the one who fights for the sake of Allah, participated in the battle of Qadisiyah, participated in the battle of Sham, participated with Imam Amirul Mu'minin in the battle of Jamal, and Siffin, and as well as Nahrawan. He becomes very close friend of Imam Amirul Mu'minin. Imam Amirul Mu'minin knows Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi. Imam passes away in the year 51 of Hijrah. Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, he's the man now. He leads all the Muslim world. He is a tyrant. You see Muawiyah, in Kufa, there are many Muslims. In Kufa, they are followers of Ali bin Abi Talib. In Kufa, they are those people who are known as Shias. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Those followers of Imam Amirul Mu'minin in Kufa, they hear the stories of Muawiyah in Sham. Kufa, Iraq, Sham, Syria. Muawiyah is there. He is ordering his army, the people, to curse Ali bin Abi Talib, to send la'na to Ali bin Abi Talib. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi says, no, this is not the way of Rasulullah. Our istiqama, our steadfastness, our straightforwardness doesn't allow us to curse Ali bin Abi Talib. He is wali of awliyaullah. Innama waliyukumullahu wa rasuluh. Until the end of the ayah, he says, he is wali of Allah. How can you do this, O Muawiyah? Then one day, Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi, he hears the story from Mughira bin Shu'bah, the one who was a companion of Rasulullah, then he deviated. Him talking to Ziyad bin Abihi. Ziyad bin Abihi. They call him Ziyad bin Sumayya, because his father was not known. Now Ziyad talks to Mughira, and they plan to cause trouble to Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi. Hujr came to know that, but he didn't use any force, because he was the chief of the tribe of Kinda, and that's why he's known as Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi. Mughira dies. Then Ziyad takes all the control of the city of Kufa. One day, Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi enters the masjid for Salatul Jum'ah. Then here, he hears Ziyad bin Abihi prolonged Salatul Jum'ah. First of all, he comes late to the masjid. And then not only that, he prolonged the khutbah by cursing Ali bin Abi Talib. Hujr bin Adi couldn't stop. He stood up and he said, please, you came late first of all, and then you prolong this khutbah by cursing Amirul Mu'minin. Stop, don't do this. That was his mistake. It is here Ziyad bin Abihi orders the army to arrest Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi. Now, being the chief of the tribe of Kinda, Banu Kinda, all of them, they come out, they say, we are going to die because of Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi. They started fighting with the police, the soldiers in the streets of Kufa. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi says, no, 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 you cannot destroy Islam. Please stop fighting. He hides here and there. Eventually, they captured him. When they captured him, they sent him to Syria, to Muawiyah, in the place which is known as Al-Adra. When he goes there, he is accompanied by 6 or 7 of his companions. When they reach that city, then the order comes from Muawiyah, kill Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi and his companions. Yes, they come to Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi. Funny enough, they carry their kafan. They are going to kill them, and then they carry their kafan with them. So they go to Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi. They say, now the order comes from Muawiyah, we have to kill you. Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi looks at the kafan, looks at the sword. Of course, he started shaking. They ask him, why are you shaking? He says, I'm a human being. I know that a death, when the time of death comes, yes, I will have to shake. But I don't shake because of the worldly issues. I shake because I know you are people causing trouble. And I want you, the way you are tying me with chains and shackles, I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this way. Now the order comes, kill them. Before they kill him, Hujr says, I have a request I want to ask you. They say, what is that? He says that I have this son of mine, Humam or Hammam. He says, that son of mine, I want you, because you want to kill all of us here, kill him first. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Kill my son first. They say, why do you want us to kill your son first? He says, it's because I have a reason. You do your whatever you want to do, then I will tell you. They killed the son, and then they said, okay, Hujr, now tell us. We have killed your son. He says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I am sure that now if you are going to kill me, my son is in heaven with Ali bin Abi Talib, because if you would kill me first, and then you leave my son alive, maybe he would change. That istikama wouldn't be there. See the istikama of a mu'min. Say, you kill me, maybe my son will change. But if you kill him and then you kill me, I know he will go to paradise. And then they kill Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi and his companions, about 6 or 7 people, and they bury them. They pray for them. I don't know why do they pray for them if they knew that these were not proper Muslims. They were Muslims. Their killers were not the proper Muslims. Now Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi is buried there. Muawiyah goes for Hajj. Where? Makkah. There he meets with Aisha bint Abi Bakr, Aisha, the wife of the Holy Prophet, Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen. They have discussions. Aisha says to Muawiyah, why did you kill Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi? Didn't he pray? Didn't he fast in the month of Ramadan? Didn't he pay zakah? Didn't he do Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nil Munkar? Muawiyah says, I think he did. But yes, I had to kill him because he used to cause trouble to me. What's the trouble? To be closer companion of Imam Amirul Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib. Now, that story ends there. For people who went for ziyarah, Alhamdulillah, I was one of them. We went to Syria. We went to this particular area where Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi is buried. You see a small masjid. There is a grave of Hujr and his companions. The names are written there. Recently, this year, on the 2nd of May, today is what? July, isn't it? May the 2nd, people go with bombs and they plant in the grave of Hujr and they blow it up. Why? They say because those people who come for ziyarah, they come here to do shirk. They worship these people who are buried here. La ilaha illallah. Where have you seen people of intellect and iman, they worship graves? But what we understand is one thing. Those people who fought Ali bin Abi Talib when he was alive, they are the still one who are causing trouble to the followers of Ali even up to today. The same people who fought against Ali bin Abi Talib, the war, the battle is still continuing. It's you and me, brothers and sisters, to stand with firm belief and to have istiqamah to make sure that we continue with the way of Ahlul Bayt, the way of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. And finally, if Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi managed to save his child, managed to save his son, to make him a mu'min, you and me, what are we planning for our children? Can we have example of the son of Hujr bin Adi al-Kindi? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our children, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our children to be on Sirat al-Mustaqim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in knowledge and iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove doubt and shak from our hearts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be able to be among those people, their fasting and ibadah will be accepted in these last 10 nights or few of the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on our marhumeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward those followers of Ali bin Abi Talib who became shuhada because of their iman and their istiqama. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen. Rahim Allah man qara al-fatiha qablaha as-salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.